Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. I have as my guest today Kathy Woods, who is the CEO of the Campaign for Life in America. She has a degree in marketing and was a Tanner Fellow to the Harvard Business School. She has 21 years' experience as a CEO of nonprofits on local and national levels, and including starting and running the 9/11 charity, the Todd Beamer Foundation. And Kathy she's a fire personality type, and she is on fire for the Lord and for making a difference.
Yeah.
And I think it's appropriate that we talk a little bit about Bin Laden's demise at the hands of our American forces today. I know with the Todd Beamer Foundation, you were quite involved in 9/11. So how are you feeling today about everything?
Well, you know, I think it's justice for the people. With the Beamer Foundation, we help children who lost a parent, and we get camps for them to replace. You know, if they lost a mother, then we had a female mentor come into their lives and try to pick up some of that role. And so for them, I know they feel justice today. And that's, I think, so important because I fell in love with those kids. I grieved with them. And so I definitely know that they feel justice today. And
how many children lost mothers?
Oh, my goodness. I really don't even have a number for you. We ran a camp every 6 weeks. And we would have 100 different kids there.
Wow.
And here's the most interesting thing that a lot of people didn't realize, and there was one little boy in particular, the cleaning crew, so many of the cleaning crews, there's one little boy we had that lost his mother and his father because they were up, you know, in the building cleaning, and you didn't hear a lot about them. You know,
right.
And we had a lot of the fire department and the police officers who also, their kids, you know, went through the program. So 9/11 is something close to my heart, and I was involved with that for quite a while, helping to get that up and running. So I'm happy for the families today that they feel there's a little bit of justice there for them.
Yeah. And what struck me looking at the images last night on television is the youth. Of course, who else is up at 2 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast?
That's true.
The jubilation on these faces. And these kids had to be maybe 11 or 12 when it happened.
Yep.
I mean, you could see that they were in their 20s. And yet it certainly changed our life. It changed our country. And to have this man, his evil energy removed from the planet, as one of the 9/11 people said, it's a great day for justice.
You know, it is a great day for justice, and I feel like that it won't change things as far as, you know, they've still lost a parent and everything, but I think that they will feel a little bit of a sigh of relief that this man is no longer around. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Sure.
Well, this theme of caring for kids without a full set of parents, as it were, runs through your life. So tell us a little bit about your story and what you're picking up with now.
Well, for those who haven't heard my story, which is probably a lot of people, but then there's been a lot of people who have, you know, I've spoken at dinners and things like that. At 21 years of age, I chose to have an abortion. Didn't feel I had any other choice. Was very, you know, like you said, fire personality. Don't know how you picked that one up, but yes, I did do your profile, your path, and I was definitely a fire. And
I'm just guessing.
doesn't take long to kind of figure that out, does it? You know, but I didn't feel I had a choice. I knew that my parents would be upset with me because I wasn't the kind of girl who, you know, that you picture having a child. It was all of this involved. And so I went to the father of the child, and I said, you know, I'm pregnant. He said, you'll have an abortion. I'll have nothing to do with this. And grieved me because it's not what I wanted, but I didn't want to go through it alone, so I chose abortion and almost died from it, Lori Beth. It was a legal abortion in a clinic in Jackson, Mississippi, and during the procedure, the doctor got irritated with me because I was crying, and I wasn't a Christian, but I knew that what I was doing was wrong. Instinctively, you just know. And so I was crying, and he told me it was making it hard on him. And in the process of that, which is kind of ironic, right? And so he perforated my uterus in 7 places, and also left some of the baby inside, and I spent 9 days in ICU. There's a big, long story to it, but almost died, literally, almost hemorrhaged to death. And so was told I could never have children again. After that, you know, fast forward 7 years later, I find out that I'm pregnant again. Now, I've had 3 reconstructive surgeries. I've accepted the fact that I could never have children, and I find out I'm pregnant. And it's like, what? You know, how can this be? I'm 28 years old. You know, I'm not a neophyte here. I was told I couldn't have children. And I thought of abortion. I thought that was the first thing I need. You know, it's just even after almost dying. And I always say that because people feel like, well, if you knew it was wrong then, you knew it was wrong, you know, this time. It's not about that. It's like a wild animal that's caught in a trap, and you'll chew your own leg off to get out of that trap. You know, you feel desperation, unbelievable desperation. Nothing had changed. I knew that I would lose my job. I knew that my parents would be upset. I didn't know to what extent. And but my doctor, who was a pro-life Christian guy, said, you know what, Kathy, if you'd like to have this child, I'll help you. And that sort of changed my whole life, you know. And I decided to carry. I have a 21-year-old, and I've never married. And I felt called to this ministry, if you will, through, because God doesn't waste our pain. You know, whatever Satan would like to use to destroy us, if we let God use us in that way, he gets the glory for it, even in the times that you mess up. And so that's really been my heart. And so I've been a part of this for 21 years. I walked into a pregnancy center 6 weeks after having Joshua and becoming a believer. And I've been a part of it now for 21 years.
So your theme is that Christians need to, the word that you talked about is abandoned. You felt abandoned by the baby's first father. The doctor certainly it was all about him, not you. And then along comes the doctor who says, I will help you through this. And I think that's always been one of my beefs is, you know, the people who are attacking women or having abortions say, okay, would you walk alongside this woman as she raises the child?
Yeah.
But it's easy to attack, but it's harder to nurture and walk alongside these single moms. And so this is where you feel Christianity really needs to pick up some responsibility, is helping single moms with the day-to-day. Is that correct?
Absolutely, because to me, you know, the pregnancy centers have done a good job of being the first responders. You know, it's kind of like when the earthquake in Haiti happened, the first responders went in and everybody's like, oh, gung-ho, and they get on, and then they go down, they help and everything, and now we're a little bit removed from it, and we kind of forget about it. Well, that's what I want, where the Campaign for Life to come in, and that is that we're the second responders, okay? So the pregnancy centers have helped them through the crisis and maybe, you know, given them parenting while they're pregnant, and now that's where our job as pro-lifers begin. It's not when they choose to carry. It really is. According to what I read in the scriptures, our job begins once they've decided to carry, because they are the orphans and the widows the Bible talks about so much. 60 times, Lori Beth, that God tells us that we're to care for the orphans and the widows. Mm-hmm. And that
the true religion. It's called the true religion.
It's real religion, absolutely. And how he measures our relationship with him, according to James 1:27, is how we do this. And when I
let me interject, Kathy. So what are 10 things that a concerned Christian can do right now? So let's say that our listeners are moved to help single moms. What are some practical tips that you could give them to begin doing right now?
The first thing is even to educate themselves about what's going on in their community, you know, which is part of what I've been doing. There's 11.6 single mothers in the United States right now.
11.6 million. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Now, here's another interesting statistic. It's not practical help, but I wanted to share this. 70% of the young men in prison grew up without a father.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm hearing right there is we need, you know, my goal is first to educate everybody, to tell them, even to educate them about the responsibility that God says we have. Not that they don't know it, but in a more intense level that I've been able to now study and know, because I didn't know that he mentioned it 60 times. And so to me, that kind of gives me the idea, maybe he's trying to tell us something, you know?
So one is get educated. Okay, what's the second step?
The second step would be then to get involved. So what we want to do at Campaign for Life in America is to get the what I would call phase one of the program is to get the small groups in the church to adopt one single mom in their community.
Mm-hmm.
One single mom. If each small group took in one single mom and helped her emotionally, you know, spiritually, sometimes financially, sometimes in the sense that she needs something fixed. You know,
right.
This is a practical way for everybody to get involved. And so then, and then that goes throughout. Now, what I want to see is I'd love to see this done without us making, let me see how I want to say this, doing it without just showing the love of Christ without any underlying, trying to say, I want you to come to know Christ. And let me explain what I mean by that. And this has a lot to do with my story. When I became a Christian, when I told you I didn't know how my parents would respond, I did lose my job. And my parents, the only Christians I knew, had nothing to do with me. I actually received a letter from my mom saying I was no longer part of the family.
Mm.
And even to the fact my grandfather died and I wasn't even allowed to go to the funeral, who I adored.
You were shunned. Yeah, you were shunned.
Shunned. Totally shunned.
It's just the opposite approach.
It
of
is
what Jesus would do.
It's exactly right. That's exactly right. So there's this one girl who says to me, and out of everything, this is probably the most important thing I'm saying, because there's so many practical ways, and this is an example. While I am a fire, according to the path, you know, profile, I'm also very much a priss, okay? And I love my manicures and pedicures. So I go into this salon to get a manicure and pedicure after I've been rejected by the church, by my parents, and I see that the salon is a Christian salon. You know, scriptures on the wall, cross, everything. Long and short of it is, after it's all over, she said, you know what, Kathy, I want to honor your decision to carry, and I want you to come in, and I want to do a free manicure and pedicure for you every week. And I said, okay, but here's the deal. I don't want to hear about Jesus. I don't want you to try to evangelize me. I don't want you to share scripture or even pray with me. Now, if you can do that, I'll come in for the manicure and pedicure. And Lori Beth, every week she washed my feet and never said a word.
Wow, that's a beautiful story.
And when Joshua was born, I called her and I said, Deb, I want what you have. I want what you have because now I have a child. I want to know God the way you know him. And that's what I hope to inspire with Campaign for Life.
That is beautiful, Kathy. Well, we're running out of time, and I just wanted to mention, too, that Kathy was a Tanner Fellow at Harvard Business School, so she obviously has passion. She also knows how to put businesses together. If you want to get more information, it's cwoods@campaignforlife.com. Kathy, bless all that you, I'm sorry, .org, campaignforlife.org, cwoods@campaignforlife.org. Blessings to you, Kathy, and go and give Christ's love to the people who feel abandoned, especially single moms.
I certainly hope to. Thank you.
All right, have a great day. Hope you feel better.
All right, thanks, dear. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.